It is mentioned, Hazrat Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he says that in the suhbat, in the company of Alimuddin, you will have 7 benefits. Number 1, that person who sits in the company of ulama, he will be regarded as talibul ilm, as a student of knowledge, a seeker of knowledge. Number 2, all that time that he is going to spend in the suhbat of an alimuddin, he will be saved from committing sins. Number 3, and when he leaves his house with the intention of seeking the knowledge, he gets neki, he gets sawab and good deed on every step, because he is going to sit in the company of an alimuddin. Number 4, in the halqa, in the gathering of ilm, ilm-e-deen, the rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah descends, and person participates in that gathering, he also gets his share of the rahmat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And number 5, that to listen to the knowledge of deen is ibadah, so he's in the ibadah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And number 6, and when he hears any difficult masala, an issue, and he can't understand, and he feels hurt in his heart that why can't I understand, his heart becomes humble. So he's included amongst munkasirul qulub, people whose hearts are humble, because he now ponders upon his weakness that, you know, I can't understand. So when you say I can't understand, you are showing your weakness, and that's a good quality that takes you away from pride, that actually breaks your arrogance and your pride. And this is very good for spiritual development, because the pride is a big blockage. It's a barrier that stops you from going towards the qurb and the nearness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And number 7, that in his heart Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala puts the izzat of knowledge and hatred for jahal, for ignorance. And this is a wonderful quality. If someone is knowledge loving and he hates ignorance, that means he will never stay ignorant and he will never support ignorance. He will support the knowledge and ulama, and he will always be in the company of ulama.